Quick story. Did you know that the early American parking garages weren't called garages, but motor motels? And that in the early days of the invention, parking garages were nothing more than single-layer buildings unrecognizable to the public. Sometimes they even used horse stables. Yes, the early drivers parked their horse-powered vehicles next to those of actual horses. There were over 23 million cars on the road by 1929, and America's busiest cities began to panic on where to put them. That's when the parking garage or parking ramps became a linchpin for every hotel or shopping mall in the United States. From the multi-layer valet driving services to the automated elevators lifting your car to the sky and placing it in a neatly fit row, to the most impressive style from Baltimore, with the spiral of cars going down and another spiral of cars going up, dubbed the double helix. Yes, we knew a parking ramp as a double helix before it was discovered in our DNA. It can be argued that the urban eyesore that is the parking ramp is one of the most unappreciated inventions of necessity in the industrial age. The slab of brick and concrete, these lines and layers were sparked out of a need for us to be still. And we are all here, right now, to reclaim it for that very purpose. Here on the fourth floor, we are reimagining this space as a place of rest and new perspective. So come on, take your mind out of overdrive, pick a spot, let's say 418. Perfect. Put yourself in park. Breathe. There you go. Welcome to the parking space.